How do you do? It's easy to get caught up in chasing after the world, seeking fame, however fleeting, riches that melt away, recognition for achievement that others soon surpass. The woman in this story set out to take the world by storm, and did. But the price she paid left her in bondage, until her heart and mind and life were unshackled.
Me neither.
Let's get the kids in the basement.
All right, come on, kids. Come on. Where's Gloria? Gloria! Gloria!
This is Unshackled. True life stories that, like the darkness, dramatized and produced in Chicago by Pacific Garden Mission. Stone doesn't make a very good pillow, yet many homeless people who sleep under bridges or on park benches have nothing better. Life is hard for them, hard to survive, hard to change. But in Chicago, Pacific Garden Mission keeps the doors open continuously, making a safe haven for those who need food, clothing, and a safe place to sleep. Since the mission was established more than 121 years ago, many other services have been added to help street people escape the bondage of their failure and despair. A medical and dental clinic, classes and counseling, job placement, whatever will help these people grow in knowledge and wisdom. Change comes when they receive new life, a life built on the cornerstone, the Rock of Ages. And now for broadcast around the earth, here's program number 2532 in the series Unshackled, the program that makes you face yourself and think.
Oh, oh, honey.
Be careful.
That's horrible. Look at the mess.
Yeah. Well, at least the house is still standing. I hope the animals survived.
Well, my picket fence is down, and all my flowers.
So are the chickens. We've lost more than 1,000 chickens. And the new chicken house was just finished.
Why did this have to happen to us? Why?
Well, we'll just start over.
The woman in this story was born and grew up in Kansas. And like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, she lived through tornadoes. And like Dorothy, she set out to find the Emerald City, the land of promise where dreams come true. She's telling her story now as a warning to others about the dangers along that route, where spiritual storms can shatter the soul. This is the true story of Gloria Blowers right now on Unshackled.
The tornadoes that destroyed our home were similar to what I experienced in my life. There was always a storm raging within me, making emotional demands that caused irrational and emotional outbursts. Consequently, I was never close to anyone. I was the second of four children, two boys and two girls. We attended church regularly, but the truths taught didn't produce godly directions for my life until much later. Three different times, tornadoes ravaged our lives. The barns, crops, and animals, as well as my parents' financial stability and dreams. There was limited time for pampering, so I grew up feeling emotionally starved, detached, and insecure. I tried to earn approval of my parents, teachers, and peers through academics.
Mom?
I'm in here washing clothes.
Look what I got on my report.
Oh, that's nice, Gloria.
Did you see? It's an A.
Change your clothes so you can do your chores.
I will. I'm the only one who got an A on my report, Mom.
That's fine, Gloria.
You want to read it?
No, not now. Not now. I'm busy.
Sometimes the feeling of oppression and rejection was so painful, I would lock myself in my room and cry for hours. My only comfort being achievement, I was driven to be the best, to win at whatever I did. I finally earned the approval of my parents, but their praise soon faded into the next quest for recognition. Perfect wasn't perfect enough. enough was never enough. And always the fear of failure hung like a cloud over me. During elementary and high school, I had no friends, so academics became my god.
How was school?
Fine.
That's a big load of books, Gloria.
Yeah, I'll be up late tonight.
Well, don't forget you have to fix supper.
I will, Mom. I have to keep my grades up.
Will that help you get a scholarship to college?
Yeah, as long as I keep my grades up until graduation.
Well, we're very proud of you, Gloria. You should go far in this world.
I love to learn, and I intend to go as far as I can. Driven by the growing dissatisfaction within, I conquered one hurdle after another, graduating cum laude from two highly respected colleges. Then I served as director of guidance in a prestigious private academy. Success didn't silence the voices within, however. They shouted faster, bigger, more. I moved on to aeronautical engineering, pioneering the role of women in this field. The longing and anguish within me continued to drive me.
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
Gloria? Your dad said you quit your job.
I'm going to Sweden to see our family. Then I'm going to Europe. I want to see some of the world.
How are you going to live?
I've saved some money, Mom, and I can find work over there.
You gave up a good job that you worked hard to get to just travel?
It's not just travel. Think of the adventure. I can learn other languages, get to know other cultures. Who knows where it'll lead? I spent a year traveling from one country to another, picking up exciting jobs along the way. By the end of the year, I spoke four languages, which landed me a job with the Drug Enforcement Administration overseas. My dating life flourished, and I was wined and dined in the most elegant restaurants on the European continent. Then I met Mel, a handsome Air Force pilot stationed in Germany. Something clicked on the first date.
Isn't this a fascinating restaurant? Right under the Rhine River, among the catacombs.
It's really beautiful, Mel.
Oh, nothing but the finest for my princess.
Your princess? How can you say that? We just met.
Well, maybe. But I know a princess when I see one, and you're a princess.
And you're my prince?
I'd love to be your prince.
So when is my prince getting out of the Air Force?
Well, I can re-up in a little over a year, or I can go out and get a job with the airlines.
I vote for the latter. This princess isn't cut out to be a military wife. Mel and I had a great time doing Europe together for 5 months. He did treat me like a princess. Everything was so perfect, I thought my restless search was over. I returned to the States in July to prepare for our September wedding. After a romantic honeymoon in Hawaii, we moved to Fort Walton Beach, Florida. One night, we had dinner at the officers' club.
Hey, what's the matter with my princess tonight? You know, you look down. Something wrong?
Yeah. I told you I wasn't cut out to be a military wife. I can't get into all those officers' wives' club activities. I'm bored. I need to be doing more.
What about graduate school?
That's what I'm thinking. Troy State University offers a master's degree in clinical psychology, and there's still time to enroll for the winter quarter.
Well, if that's what you want, go ahead. I know you'll do great.
Then I became pregnant, and school seemed unimportant. I was so happy until I miscarried, and the old feelings of failure returned. So I threw myself into my psychology studies in graduate school and finished with a 4-point average. I still had to be best. After receiving my degree, I opened my own private practice. Then Mel got a job with a major airline, so we moved to Atlanta. I worked for IBM and climbed the corporate ladder, winning sales awards 2 years in a row. We had a beautiful home and all the wealth and recognition anyone could want. Yet the gnawing emptiness remained. It began to be noticed by my friends. Oh, hi, Sandy. Come on in.
You've been out a lot lately. Something wrong?
It's nothing. Just had the flu.
Why do I not believe you?
No, really. Oh, Sandy, it's been awful. I feel ripped and pulled in all directions. I don't know what to do about it.
Maybe you should see a shrink.
I've been seeing one of the best psychotherapists around here. And things are worse than ever. Even my marriage... I'm so tense all the time, and and I take it out on Mel.
Well, maybe it's the job. You work pretty hard.
I'm quitting. I want to have my own business, be my own boss.
Doing what?
I'm opening a restaurant. You know that quaint little German town in the mountains? Mel and I are moving up there. I just know that once I'm my own boss, things will be better. I designed, built, and established a restaurant in the popular tourist town of Helen in the mountains of North Georgia. The restaurant flourished, and during the annual Oktoberfest, our Café International was packed from opening until closing. People waited in line for up to an hour for a seat on the covered deck overlooking the Chattahoochee River. The restaurant was a financial and personal success, so why wasn't I happy? It was something I never discussed with Mel. Instead, I continued to see a therapist.
You say there's something missing in your life, Gloria?
I have everything anyone could want. A beautiful home, a loving husband, a business that's successful. But I still feel empty, full of turmoil.
Why?
I don't know. I've tried everything. I go to the spa, take trips, buy something new. Nothing works. There's always this insatiable inferno within.
Huh. Tell me about it.
What's the point of it all? I mean, I always try to do my best, but does anyone really care?
Why does that matter?
Well, I remember when I was little, tugging on Mama's dress and pleading with her to love me. At least tell me that she loved me.
And did she?
Not always. She was busy trying to hold our world together. That was the best demonstration of love, but I needed more.
But the longing and the rejection is still there?
Yes, no matter what I do. I hated life. The past, the present, the future. Endlessly being driven to what? I used uppers to get me up, downers to calm me down, alcohol and tranquilizers to numb the pain. Most of all, I feared dying, even though I tried suicide. And all that time, I was counseling others. I didn't know my carefully crafted world was about to crash down around me.
In a moment, Gloria will tell us about that crash. It's here, and it's for you. Pacific Garden Mission's catalog of Unshackled Ministry resources. Would you like to have a copy of one of the stories you listen to on radio? Well, with this catalog, you can order any story that was broadcast on this program since 1950, the year Unshackled first aired. Each listing tells the program number, name of the person, subject matter, and year of the broadcast. All stories are available on cassette. Many are offered on CD. Our catalog also lists the Unshackled comic books and storybooks available. So you can order one of each or hundreds and choose the subject matter you want. Many other items are also included. Get your free copy of the Unshackled Ministry Resource Catalog and you'll open the door to a library of thousands of unforgettable testimonies. Write to Pacific Garden Mission, Chicago, Illinois, 60605. Our email address is unshackled@pgm.org. Please include your address.
The new wine you ordered is a real hit, Gloria.
Good. You'd better set up some more tables inside. The waiting list is growing.
Oh, I want to sit on the patio.
Do the setup anyway so we can offer them an alternative. I'll take it. Good evening, Café International.
Gloria, I thought you'd be home by now.
Mel, you're home early.
No, I'm right on schedule. I posted it on the calendar if you'd care to check.
Oh, I guess I forgot.
Are you coming home soon?
We're very busy now.
Well, hire more help. I don't like coming home to an empty house.
I come home to an empty house when you're gone.
I have to be gone. You don't.
We'll talk about this when I get home.
Yeah, if you ever do.
You say that you're husband is being unfair?
His work is important, but mine isn't.
Now, how do you feel about that?
Angry, frustrated, hopeless.
Hopeless?
I can't even eat anymore. When I do eat, I can't keep it down.
You're battling bulimia again.
And I've counseled others about it. In my case, it's probably a rejection of my husband's interference.
How do you feel that he interferes?
He doesn't understand. I need to be at the restaurant. It's like my baby that I created and nurtured. I'm proud of it. I did it. Me. And he doesn't care. For 14 years, I had battled bulimia and anorexia. I was in and out of hospitals, labeled manic depressive, schizophrenic, even psychotic. Nothing helped. Not even 2 years of intensive psychotherapy. I seemed powerless to change. I wanted to change more than anything, but I was in the grip of something more powerful than I. My marriage was hanging on by a thread. Can I fix you some breakfast?
No, thanks. I'm not hungry.
How long will you be gone?
Do you care? 3 days. I'll be in L.A. If you need to reach me, call the Crew Hotel. But you won't need me. You don't need anyone.
No, please. Let's not fight.
I don't intend to fight, Gloria, but I want you to know that I've had enough. No more.
What do you mean?
I'm tired of getting the crumbs of your time. You spend 18 hours a day at that restaurant. I try to schedule my flight so we can be together, but you prefer to be gone. So be it.
Mel, you don't understand.
No, I do understand. Your restaurant is the most important thing in your life. That's obvious.
That's not true.
It is true. I want a wife who's here when I come home, here when I go to bed. Not one who sneaks in the middle of the night like some thief.
I didn't want to wake you up.
Well, you'd better wake up. Our marriage is on the line. Your restaurant or me. No compromises.
I went to work in a daze. How could I give up my restaurant? It's my identity. But I couldn't live without Mel. He brought stability and love. I had to choose one or the other when I needed both. It was a no-win situation, and I became increasingly nauseous and faint.
Gloria, something wrong?
No, I'll be all right.
You look very pale. Why don't you go home? We'll manage here. Oh, are you okay?
No, I've lost my balance.
Oh, here, let me help you.
I guess I'm just tired. I didn't sleep well last night.
Well, you go home and you get some rest. I mean it.
By the time I got home, I was staggering, barely able to unlock the door. Desperate to get to bed, I tripped over an old suitcase and fell flat on my face. That did it. All the pent-up anger and frustration exploded as I grabbed the suitcase and spun around and around, then flung it away right through an antique window imported from Ireland. Oh, God, that's my life. God, broken pieces. Nothing but broken pieces. That's all it's ever been, broken pieces. If you think it's worth putting back together, you are going to have to do it this time. I quit. I'm through. I can't do it any longer. Help me, God. I need you, please, God. I'm dying. Save me, Jesus. God heard my prayer and answered so beautifully. I cannot fully describe it. Every cruel, demanding voice inside was stilled. I felt a calm, a peace I'd never experienced. And in that peace, I began to experience my real identity. A child of God, created in His image. Suddenly, I had a compelling desire for the Word of God. I had to find it, had to read it. As I obeyed, the sweet quietness was broken by the taskmaster that had controlled my life all those years. Stupid idea. Stupid, stupid, stupid. The Bible is no more than an ancient, archaic book that weak people read for a crutch because they aren't smart enough, like you, to figure out life on their own. No, I have to read. There may not be another chance. Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, that walk to go down into Egypt, and have not asked at my mouth, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. Wow. That's me, Isaiah. That's me.
Hello, Gloria.
How was your trip?
Okay.
Mel, I know I've been a terrible wife. I don't blame you for wanting a divorce. I know my failures. But I just hope that someday you'll be able to forgive me.
Well, what is this, some new drug?
No, Mel. I've thought long and hard about us. I love you, and I don't want to lose you.
What about the restaurant?
You can sell it.
You mean that?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad, honey. Oh, wow. What happened to the window?
I broke it accidentally. In a way, that's how I came to my senses.
What do you mean?
I looked at all the pieces and saw that my life was like that, broken. I'm sorry, Mel. I've been so unfair to you. I had been like the maniac of Gadarenes described in the Gospels. But Jesus calmed the raging in me that had dominated my life. At first, I didn't tell Mel I had received the Lord as my Savior. But I started reading the Bible 6 to 8 hours every day. I was afraid he wouldn't believe me. He saw the change in me, though, and became curious. I was so hungry for God, I read the Bible constantly. As my faith grew, his interest in God also grew, and I was able to share my experience honestly.
So you believe something actually changed in your life that day?
Mm-hmm.
Just by reading the Bible?
I fell on my face before God and begged for mercy and forgiveness.
Why forgiveness?
Because I saw what a sinner I was. All my life, I shut God out and turned to the world to save me. I knew I had problems, but I thought psychology would deliver me. How foolish.
What did you read that affected you like that?
Isaiah chapter 30. See? Verse 15. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and ye would not.
Hmm.
Isn't it beautiful?
Hmm.
God is so good and so holy. I love his word. All those years I wasted following stupid ideas of men instead of turning to God. He gave me exactly what I needed when I cried out to him. Read this now. Starting in John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32.
You've underlined it. If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
And verse 36 says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed.
Huh.
I'm free, Mel. Whatever was driving me is gone. My wonderful husband gave his life to Christ too. And we've been growing in the Lord since 1983. But mine was a time of trial because shortly after my salvation, I began to experience a painful affliction that nearly took my life.
Oh, Gloria, dear Lord.
Oh,
here,
oh.
Let me put this pillow on your head.
What happened?
Oh, you fainted again.
Oh, Mel, it hurts so much. Why can't they find what's wrong?
What did the doctor say?
He said I was depressed and needed to see a shrink. I'm not depressed. I'm in pain.
Well, there has to be an answer.
Oh, God.
Oh.
It hurts so much.
Oh,
help me, Jesus. Please help me.
No, come. Let me hold you and pray, Gloria. Oh, Lord. Lord, you alone can help us. Your word says that your compassions fail not. They're new every morning. Help my wife, Father. Give us the strength to be faithful to you, even now during this time of trial.
For 12 long years, I suffered devastating pain and, worst of all, memory loss. Every day for a year, I had recurring infection and fever. One night, my throat swelled shut and I couldn't even breathe until I prayed to God. Once, I was comatose for 3 days. Without God's faithfulness and Mel's love, I would have given up. I endured the label hypochondriac until the medical field recognized chronic fatigue immune dysfunction syndrome, CFIDS. Today, I am much healthier, and God is using us to help many others. Hello?
Gloria, it's Lois. I heard you speak yesterday at church and met you afterwards.
Yes, Lois, how are you?
Well, not good. I've been seeing a psychologist, but nothing helps. They say I'm manic depressive.
Listen to me, Lois. Get into God's word and see what he says about you. Are you born again?
I believe Christ died for my sins.
And you've repented of your sin and received Jesus into your heart and life?
Yes. 2 months ago, I prayed to receive new life.
Then believe God. He says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
I've heard that verse.
Memorize it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. But God gives us other names, too, beside new creature. He calls us redeemed, child of God, saved by grace, joint heirs with Christ, brother of Christ. Don't you accept the world's labels?
Thank you, Gloria.
Lois, God is sovereign, and he is sufficient to meet every need. God's word is your weapon against the devil's lies, and prayer is your link to God's mercy and grace. Okay?
Yes.
God has a plan for your life. He has a plan for everybody. But we have to come out from the world and live holy lives. Trust in the Lord and him alone. Mel and I continue to minister to hurting and deceived people. We have also taken many mission trips to India and Europe, Africa and South America, working with missionaries. Wherever we go, whatever we do, we proclaim Christ. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power.
We hope Gloria's testimony has helped you understand God's amazing grace. And listening, friend, that grace and love is there for you no matter what your past. Christ died for your sins. To learn more about new life in him, you're invited to get in touch with Pacific Garden Mission, Chicago, Illinois, 60605. The telephone number in Chicago, 312-922-1462. Our email address is unshackled@pgm.org. Do these remarkable testimonies brighten your day? We'd like to know that, and so would the manager of this station. So please write and let us know that you listen to and appreciate these true stories on Unshackled. This is program number 2532. Heard in the true story of Gloria Blowers were Rengan Altai, Trish Elliott, Judy LaRose, Russ Reed, and Tom McElroy. Original music, Don Badorf. Sound, Nigel Oisio. Engineer, Ed Webb. Script by Kenitha Gabler, and I'm Bob O'Donnell. Unshackled is produced by Pacific Garden Mission to show through true stories that if your life is empty, it can be filled to overflowing. Write today. We do look forward to hearing from you. That's simply Pacific Garden Mission, Chicago, Illinois, 60605. In a crisis, call Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago and talk with someone who knows the way out. 312-922-1462. Someone is waiting for your call. 312-922-1462.